Today, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a case concerning redistricting in the state of Georgia. A federal district court there has redrawn the congressional map in response to an earlier Supreme Court decision. In the process, it eliminated two districts that were designed to have a majority of African Americans. The court's ruling could further define how much race can be a factor in drawing up congressional districts. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Georgia's congressional map has been redrawn so many times that Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor complained that it was difficult to pick a good map to use as a baseline for the current case. Georgia's congressional districts have been redrawn three times in the 1990s already. The high court struck down a 1992 plan that gave Georgia three new majority black districts. It said that race, wrongly, had been the predominant factor in that plan. The latest redistricting map was drawn by a federal court in Georgia. That map has only one majority black district. According to Michael Bowers, the attorney general for the state of Georgia, the rules for political redistricting have changed.
The rule is very simple. You cannot use race as a predominant motive to draw congressional or any other district lines, and that's a pretty simple rule and pretty easy to follow.
Bowers argued before the court today that the new plan is good because it has compact districts that respect traditional town and county boundaries. He said another plan, drawn up mainly by the Federal Justice Department to have two majority black districts, didn't meet that test.
You do not have a minority population large enough and compact enough around which you can draw a second district. And the best evidence of that is their own submission in the illustrative plan, which links two disparate, distant areas, South DeKalb County and Macon, obviously split for racial purposes to form one district. I don't know what better proof you could ask for.
But, wondered Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, was Georgia and the lower court now arguing that any time race is a driving factor in redistricting, is it wrong? Fear that that was the case is one reason a coalition of civil rights groups and the Justice Department have brought this case back to the Supreme Court. They say the lower court's plan is too sweeping in its changes. They say using race is fine as long as other factors, such as respecting county borders, are a part of the mix. Lachlan McDonald of the American Civil Liberties Union argued that it is clearly possible to create majority black districts that meet all the court's objections.
By aggregating counties, by keeping as many of them intact as possible, by avoiding all the land bridges and the appendages that the Supreme Court invalidated in Miller versus Johnson, you can draw a highly compact majority black district in the area of the southeastern part of the state consistent with traditional redistricting principles, and that would be constitutional.
One of the black legislators most affected by the lower court's redistricting is Representative Cynthia McKinney. McKinney was first elected in a district that had been redrawn to be 65% black. McKinney said she never would have been elected for the first time in a majority white district. She says it's wrong to say majority-minority districts are no longer needed.
We won't need these districts when there is an absence of racially polarized black voting, when it doesn't matter what color you are or what language you speak or with what accent you speak or where you live in this country, when those kinds of considerations are no longer important and people truly are judged on the basis of the content of their campaigns and their candidacies, then you can truly say that we have reached the day when these districts are no longer required.
McKinney's district was one of the ones that the district court redrew. In a stroke of a pen, her district went from majority black to majority white. But McKinney won, along with a number of black legislators who won in newly redrawn majority white districts. Georgia Attorney General Bowers says he hopes the election results will show the court one thing.
I hope the lesson is that the citizens of Georgia are becoming less concerned with race and elections. I hope that's the long-term lesson.
If that is the case, it may solidify the views of a high court that feels racial redistricting is not only wrong, but unnecessary. A final judgment is expected by mid-year. I'm Philip Davis in Washington.